This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about God's living water, that water we can drink from and never thirst again. And of course, I'm still reflecting on the exchange between Jesus and the Samaritan woman. As we know, she came down to the well with her pail and her bucket to get water. And Jesus told her that if she turned to him, there was a water that he had for her called a living water, which would allow her to never thirst again. And for me, the most beautiful part of the story is the fact that this woman has been married 5 times and she is currently living with a man who is not her husband. Yet, this was not a barrier to her being able to partake in God's living water. And at that point, after this priceless exchange, this woman actually experienced God's living water. And the irony to me is that when she learned that Christ was the Messiah, she left all the water that she had fetched from the well and ran back to her hometown. And she ultimately now would convert her town. So we see that sometimes we focus on God's living water at certain times of the year, like Easter. But we need to take a moment to let that refresh us when we're, this is another way of renewing our strength in him. So as we do that, let us cling to these words. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only son, so that anyone who believes in him shall not perish, but shall have eternal life. John 3:16. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, let his living water quench your thirst.